you know, I guess it's just game experience, conditioning, things that you need. I looked at our practice today. We're practice number 15 for the year, and usually that's how many preseason practices you have. And I, you know, I got to keep looking back at that too as a coach. Sometimes you expect a few things that can't be really created in a three-day preseason. So give the kids a lot of credit. They worked hard. They have had their best week of practice so far this year, and we're ready for another game.
Came up with the most points scored on the season in the ball game against Blue Hill, and then the ground went out against Donovan Trumbull in the two games last week.
Yeah, you're looking at the fact that shots are starting to fall. The first week in practice, we built a lot of houses, and even the second week, you know, we just didn't shoot the ball very well. Saturday night, we got five or six kids that haven't hit shots in a game of that magnitude against Blue Hill. Chase Bassett comes out and knocks down his first two shots. Tim Skoke shot well the first game, then struggled for a couple weeks or a couple games. And so anytime you have kids starting to build some confidence in their shooting, they've got to be able to shoot the ball, because a lot of teams are going to sag and play on Zach's stirrup, and we're trying to run our stuff through him. So when they do that and take him away, we've got to do a good job of knocking down shots.
Was that the biggest change from week one to week two, just the shooting?
Yeah. Donovan, you know, the night before we didn't shoot well on Friday night, and then Saturday night I thought we got a little bit of confidence. I thought it came down maybe to, I told the kids, we had a shoot around on Saturday morning, and I just, you know, we looked at all of our shooting, and we were getting great shots that night. So or in that morning, and so then we got great shots that night, and kids knocked them down.
One thing that has been consistent has been your defense.
Yeah, we pride ourselves in that. We aren't where we are stamina-wise yet and conditioning-wise, but I think our kids understand that that has to be there every night. We're not going to be a great 70-point-per-game type team, I don't think, anyway, even if we were full boat. But I think our defense can be really good just because of the fact that we've got something somebody else doesn't, and that's a 6'9 kid in the middle that can plug things up. We've got physical kids, and we've got good athletes.
Anything but a full boat. You've got five kids that are really on the injured list, so to speak. What's the prognosis for some of those guys that come about?
Well, we know that we just lost Mike Cannon for 2 weeks. He has a stress fracture in the top of his foot with an MRI. But the good news is we get Phil Hamburger back this weekend. And, you know, he's probably our most experienced guard back from last year. He'll still be a little rusty due to the fact that this is his first week. He started practice on Monday and is looking pretty good. Jordan Consbrooks, Joel Groffel, and Simon Ostrander are still late January, early February, and that just goes, you know, for at least, you know, 3 to 4 more weeks before we even know if they're getting to the point where we can start thinking that way. You know, it's part of the game. We're tired about talking about it. We're tired of having 8 and 9 guys at practice instead of 13, 14. That's the biggest thing, is we've had to have coaches step in as that 10th guy someday in practice, and that's not a good thing, let me tell you.
Getting Phil back, that's going to be a big boost for you guys.
Yeah, it is. You know, you can just tell that it gives another gear to our whole team. He's probably one of our best defenders. He shoots the ball well from the outside, and he's definitely our best ball handler under pressure. So, you know, the things that maybe bothered us against Wahoo Newman won't bother us quite as bad now. Plus, he's just that quarterback general type floor leader. He gives great leadership, and he's not afraid to get in somebody's face if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. He's a good leader. You know, and when you have that, and other high school kids know it, it'll give us a good balance.
Averaging 35.3 points per ball game coming into the battle here tonight with Sutton. Is this a team that can crank out some more points? Are you still working on that, trying to get some more people involved?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can be much better offensively. We just haven't shot well, and have been in some games where, you know, our defense has usually produced some points, and right now it's not giving us, you know, it's getting stops, but it's not necessarily creating turnovers, whether that's lack of depth, whether that's stamina, whether it's just us not doing the right things. We've tried to correct a few things here and there and try to get our kids out and guard and contest every pass, but we need to be in the 40s, you know, at least, and then we hope to be in the 50s, you know, after Christmas or right around there. But we definitely, you know, would like a defensive average of around 35 is where we're at. So we can get better offensively, and I think that'll come with just kids getting more confidence.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Sutton as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Aqua Saints Assembly head coach Kevin Asher is Blue Hawks and Sutton here tonight to take on the Mustangs. Coach Sutton, 3 wins, 1 loss on the season. They're coming off of a loss to Lincoln Christian. They've got wins over Friend, High Plains, and Cross County, and a pretty good basketball team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, they are. They return a lot of kids from last season. I know that they've got a great junior class of kids that have been playing pretty much a little, some of them, a couple of them as freshmen, all last year as sophomores. They are good athletes. They're quick. Their instincts are really good. Coach Bomberg, his program set up from the fourth grade on up. These kids know exactly. They're very fundamentally sound. So we have to do a great job of, you know, beating them in some of those areas. And fundamentally, they're as tough as you get. So they play great defense, and they're patient on offense, and we've got to take some of that stuff away.
One stat that pops up right away, you look at their defensive scoring average, 27.5 points per ball game. That is a very Steve Sponberg-like.
Yeah, it is. They've shown that they can play great man-to-man defense. They are in the right position all the time. And that's one thing. They may not come out at you and throw 6'6", 6'5", you know, 6'3", type kids at you, but they're all in that 6'2", to 6'foot range and excellent athletes, and they're coached to be in the right position at the right time, and they do a good job of defending and only allowing you one shot. So we've got to find a way to crack that defense. You know, if the game's in the 20s, that's just that's a crapshoot. You don't want to have games in the 20s because that means both teams are right there at the end of the game. You know, we want to stretch that score up into the 40s.
Offensively, we're going to have to be patient with the ball and attack the defense, but vice versa, too.
Yeah, we've got to use some things that we have going for us, which obviously is Zach Stirrup's size. He's got to get a number of touches. And, you know, we charted his touches last week, and he got 34 touches in the half-court offense. We think if he can touch it somewhere between 7 and 10 times a quarter, that's going to be to our advantage, because if you can get 10 good shots a quarter, we're hoping to knock, you know, at least 4 out of 5, 6 of those shots down and shoot a decent percentage. So, you know, it's going to open up things for everybody if he gets the ball. You know, how Hamburger's going to fit into all this, we look to him, you know, to be one of our leading scorers on the year, and I think he's got the caliber to be as good as anybody in the area as far as a guard. So, you know, how he comes out and shoots the ball, you can see from Monday to Wednesday he shot it a lot better. So, but he's still going to have fatigue problems, too, the fact that he's only been conditioning for about a week and a half.
Sutton's going to be very patient, too, offensively, so possessions are going to be tough to come by here.
Yeah, they run one of the best, you know, shuffle pattern offenses that I've seen. And like I said, Coach Spomberg teaches it from the fourth grade on up. You play their little kids, they're running the same thing, and those kids get so accustomed to adjusting to what you do defensively. They slip screens well, they read the defense really well, and they are all quick triggers on their shots. They really know when they got their shot. Their feet are always set when they shoot. And so, you know, we're going to have to play great defense for 30, 40 minutes, a minute at a time. We worked on that all week trying to explain to our kids it's a battle of wills sometimes. And if you win the possession, sometimes you can win on the other end too, and then, you know, expand the score. But, you know, a 6, 7, 8-point game in the third quarter is like maybe a 15-point game in some quarters.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lines from the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Sutton tonight on 1230 KHS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Sutton tonight with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Bluehawks get set to take on the Mustangs out of Sutton. I'm Mike Weller. Call a play-by-play for you here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. The Hawks losing their first 2 games of the season coming off of the Class C 2 state football championship. Didn't have a whole lot of time to get ready for the 2010-2011 season. They came out and lost to Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman on the opening weekend. Scores of 40-35 and 49-34. Last week played much better. They got a last-second shot by Mike Hannon to beat Donovan Trumbull 26-24. And they beat Blue Hill last Saturday night to score of 45-26. But they're facing a team tonight in Sutton under head coach Steve Sponberg that is ranked number one, number two, depending on which poll you want to go by in the preseason poll in Class C2. Sutton coming in a record of 3 wins and 1 loss in the season. They open up the year with a 72-13 win over Friend. They beat High Plains Community 60-22. Last week, they knocked off Cross County on the road 60-32. And their one loss this season was to Lincoln Christian, a very highly ranked team. Lincoln Christian knocking off Sutton last week by the score of 43-40. So it's 3-1 Sutton, 2-2 Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. We'll come back and check the starters as we continue in 1 minute.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at Sutton High School getting set for boys high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, the other teams in the city of Hastings tonight, the only other action we've got is on the road. Adams Central is playing a girls-boys doubleheader tonight at Ord. Tomorrow, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central all in action. Hastings High will play host to York up at the Tiger Den. Omaha Scott will be in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night. Gibbon in town to take on Adams Central. So a big weekend of high school basketball activity in the city of Hastings. Starting lineup for Hastings St. Cecilia. Getting a start, Matt Kissinger. Kissinger, 6'1", a junior. Kissinger averaging 7.5 points, 1.8 rebounds per ball game. Tim Skoke is a 6'3" junior. Skoke is now averaging 4 points, 2.3 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett, 5'11", a senior. Bassett averaging 2 points, 2 rebounds per game. Cole Hamburger going to get his first start here tonight for St. Cecilia. Of course, had that collarbone injury, so Hamburger is in there tonight, 6'2", a junior. See how effective he is. He's playing his first ball game of the season. And then the big guy inside, Zach Stirrup, 6'10", and senior, averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds per game.
Sutton will go with Sam Grease, a 6-foot junior. Also Andrew Sheridan, 5'11" in senior. Austin Rath is 6'1" in sophomore. Jordan Wagner is 6'1" in junior. And Reed Wiebe, a 6'2" in junior for head coach Steve Sponberg here tonight. St. Cecilia dressed in their visiting blue uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. The Hawks shooting to our basket to our left. Sutton will be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black, who are set to go. St. Cecilia and Sutton here tonight. Jumping into the center circle for Sutton will be Wiebe. In there for St. Cecilia, stirrup, ball is in the air. Tap to the near sideline is picked up by St. Cecilia. Chase pass it to Phil Hamburger now. We'll see what St. Cecilia can do here offensively as they pound the ball inside his stirrup, spins one way, then the other toward the baseline, and shot is up and in. So Zach Stirrup gets the first field goal of the ball game for St. Cecilia. It's a 2-0 ball game. Here comes Sutton back with the basketball. The Mustangs average 58 points per ball game on offense. They are very good defensively, giving up only 27.5 points per ball game. Here's a steal by St. Cecilia. Spoke as he drives for the hole. His shot, no good. He's fouling the play. So Tim Spoke steals the ball away out top here for the St. Cecilia defense. Drives toward the hole, and he is fouled in a play by Wagner of Sutton. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Mustangs here in the ball game. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia, Tim Skilk. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's now missed three free throws here this season. He is 0 for 3 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting only 46% of their free throw tosses so far this year. Hawks have the lead, 2-0. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wiebe for Sutton. Just underway here on the road tonight at Sutton High School. The Mustangs and the Bluehawks in boys high school basketball action. St. Cecilia, a man-to-man defense. Here's Austin Rath with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Jordan Wagner over on the wing. On the left side, that's going to be Sheridan. They're working around. This is a very patient offense. They pass the ball a ton here before they take a shot, and we're seeing that right now as Austin Rath takes it down to the baseline. He's double-teamed, gets it back away. There's a Grease on the wing. Comes over here on the right side is Sheridan, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. St. Cecilia playing good defense here. Austin Rath on the wing. Top of the key again to Sheridan. Moves it to Wiebe. Kicks it back out here to Grease. Sam Grease out to the top of the key now to Jordan Wagner. St. Cecilia on defense here. Now driving for the hole is going to be Austin Rath. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kissinger. So St. Cecilia had to play defense there for a good 30 seconds before Sutton even attempted a shot. They missed on it. Here's Hamburger back inside. That's going to be the big guy, Stirrup. He kicks it back down in the corner to Hamburger. Shot for three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Wiebe of Sutton. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Grease with the ball. Shoots for three. His shot no good. Rebound down in the baseline by Kissinger. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Chase Bassett down in the corner. Hamburger holds the ball high above his head. Back inside is Zach Stirrup. Double team. Zach into the lane. His little 10-footer no good. Bound for the rebound. Wiebe grabs the ball here for the Mustangs. Wiebe gets the ball to Grease. Here comes Sam down the right sideline. Gets it to Wiebe down the center of the floor. Moves it over on the wing and the left side to Sheridan. Back outside to Rath for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Grease on the baseline here for Sutton. They get an offensive board there against the St. Cecilia D. Back out on top to Wiebe. Now on the wing to Sheridan. Sheridan holds it. Comes out to Wagner. Holding it. Comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Sam Grease. Still out in three-point territory. There's Wiebe over to Austin Rath. Free throw line extended left side. Rath dribbling the ball. Comes back out to the top of the key. Now takes it down the right side of the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. He's fouling the play. It's going to go on the stirrup inside, I believe. Yep. Zach Stirrup picks up his first foul of the ball game for St. Cecilia. First team foul on the Bluehawks. And going to the free throw line will be Austin Rath for Sutton. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. We are in the first quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 2-0 as Rath goes to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Ryan Sheehy. Coming out is going to be Tim Stoke. So St. Cecilia now going with a bigger lineup as Ryan Sheehy, the 6'4" and senior, comes into the ball game. There's the second shot. It's up there and in by Rath. And now we're tied up at 2 points apiece. 2-2 is the score. They're joking earlier. It might be the first team to 30. It's going to win this basketball game here tonight. There's Phil Hamburger with the ball. He drives for the basket. His shot is up and in. Phil Hamburger scores for St. Cecilia's first field goal of the season after being out for the first four ball games because of a football-related injury, a collarbone injury, but Hamburger back in there tonight for St. Cecilia. 4-2 is the score now. Blue Hawks out on top. Here's Wagner with the ball, moves it over to Grease, back out on top. Wiebe holds it, goes to the left wing, trying to slide in there as Austin Rath. He can't do it. Comes back out now. So Wagner moves it over on the right side to Sheridan. St. Cecilia still in his man-to-man defense. Grease, free throw line extended left side all the way to the sideline. circles around, takes it down the lane, kicks it out here to Rath, 4-3, shot is up there, he hits it. Austin Rath hits the three-pointer from the right side, and Sutton goes out on top by a score of 5-4. 4.5 minutes to play. Here's Hamburger into the lane. They get to Stirrup now. Left side of the block puts up a shot off the baseline. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down there. It's Austin Rath of Sutton. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Greece has got the ball back out to Rath. Top of the key now to Wagner. Moves it over in the wing. The left side is Sheridan. Sheridan now to Greece. Greece looking to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Comes back out to Weeby. Down left side to Andrew Sheridan. He holds the ball there against Hamburger. They get it inside to Weeby. Takes it down. It's not to be blocked. It's not to be blocked down by Stewart, but the ball is picked up here by Wagner. So Weeby tries to take it up against the big 6'9" in senior in Stewart, and he gives him a sandwich. Just thrown right back into his face. Sutton has got it, though. Back out here near the 10-second line. Greece dribbles once, goes to Weeby. Now they work it over on the left side. That's going to be a Rath with the ball. Rath comes out on top to Jordan Wagner. Wagner goes over on the wing again to a Sam Greece. They run this motion offense out here. Here's a Sam Greece driving the ball into the lane, kicks it back out here. Austin Rath drives the ball against Hamburger, stops left side of the lane, back outside the three-point arc. There's a long-range jumper, it's up and in. Jordan Wagner knocks down the three balls with Sutton, and the Mustangs go out on top by a score of 8-4 here in the basketball game with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here's Chase Bassett with the ball. They get it inside his skirt. He goes for the hole, and he's going to be fouled with the play. So St. Cecilia doing a much better job tonight getting the ball inside to Zach Stirrup. Here, head coach Kevin Asher talking about it during the pregame show. They want to hit Zach at least 10 touches per quarter, up around 40 for the ball game for him to be effective. They want him to produce more offense. Zach is averaging only 10 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. He will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia after being fouled in a play by Greece, and his first free throw is no good. Zach is having a tough time from the free throw line here this year. It's anything but charity for Zach Stirrup. He's now 8 out of 20 from the free throw line this year. 8-4 is the score. St. Cecilia is up by or down by 4 points early in the ball game. Here comes the next shot by Stirrup. That one is good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia now 1 out of 4 from the stripe here in this first quarter. 8-5 now the Hawks. Down by 3 points. Sutton has got the ball. Sheridan back out on top to Rath, trying to drive the ball there. Rath dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Moves it over to Greece on the deep wing left side. Over to Sheridan, top of the circle now. Bounce pass right side to Wagner. Wagner back out to Weeby. Now left side to Rath again. Austin Rath back out on top to Greece. Drives the ball down the lane. Puts it up to the shot. Partially deflected by Stirrup. And the ball ripped out of there by St. Cecilia's Ryan Sheehy. Sheehy gets it now to Kevin Ryan, who's into the ball game. Ryan into the forecourt. Moves it over to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger to Ryan down in the corner. Here's a Tino as he drives his shot on the baseline. It's going to be up there, no good. Rebound Stirrup. Follow shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup gets the offensive board and the putback. Stirrup now with 5 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia back to within one. 8-7 to score with 2:20 to play. Here's Rath driving the ball underneath the basket. A reverse layup up and in. Austin Rath has got 7 points already in the basketball game here for Sutton. And the Mustangs lead by 3 points. It's 10-7. Blue Hawks have the ball back in their offensive zone. Cesar Tino has got the ball around the screen there. They move it over here on the left side to Kevin Ryan. Ryan down to Matt Kissinger looking to penetrate. Kissinger on the dribble, dumps it away here to a Ryan Sheehy. Entry pass, they get it inside to Ryan. Ryan kicks it back out here. Matt Kissinger has got it. Kissinger holds the ball. There's a pass down to the baseline to Tino. Tino, turnaround jumper off of the baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Reed Weeby. Weeby takes it to the far sideline, now to Greece. 10-7 to score. Sutton is leading by 3 points. Mustangs to the ball. Rath back out on top. Sheridan for three. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup. St. Cecilia. He gets it away to Kissinger. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Kissinger reverses the ball. Comes over here to Ryan. Ryan holds it on a deep wing. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes all in the wing. The ball stripped away from Stirrup. It is picked up here by Sutton. Coming back the other way. They throw the ball away again. Cesar Tino gets the interception in the lane, so the two teams straight turnovers. That's two turnovers apiece now here in the first quarter. Down to 1:07 to play. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive zone. Right side is Kissinger on the sideline. Comes out to Tino. Cesar holds the ball. Right side down to a Ryan Sheehy. Sheehy, two-handed pass, comes to Ryan. Left side of the lane. Kevin Ryan dribbling on the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory between the circles. We're down to 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia nearly throws the ball away as they took it to the far sideline. Cesar Tino holds it over there. Now he's trapped, gets the ball away to Sheehy. Back to Tino, drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Caesar. Tino scores there for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 10-9 is the score now. Hawks are back within 1 point. Sutton with the basketball. Sheridan comes to the top of the key to Wagner. Wagner moves over here on the right side to Rath. Back outside to Weedy. Now left side to Grease. We'll see if head coach Steve Sponberg wants to go for the final shot here. We're down to 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Sutton is working with the ball here against the man-to-man of St. Cecilia. Driving with it is going to be Grease. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Weedy. Goes up against Stirrup. The shot's going to be blocked down. Scramble for the ball. Now we got a jump ball called. So Stirrup with two blocked shots here in this first quarter of play. Weedy's having a tough time going to the hole for the Sutton Mustangs. So a jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton. So the Mustangs will play things in. Only 1 second. 1 second to play here in this first quarter. And Sutton will inbound the ball baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, Grease will play things in here for Sutton. Officials holding the ball. Grease looking to play it in, holding it. Finally, a two-handed pass comes out on top of the ball, tipped away by Tino, and the time expires here in the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books, boys high school basketball action here tonight from Sutton. The score, the Mustangs 10, facing St. Cecilia 9.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 10-9 the score. After the first quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia down by 1 point. Hawks have the opening possession. Here's Hamburger. His shot in the wind is going to be no good. Gets his own rebound, and he's fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Austin Rath of Sutton. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Stangs. Non-shooting situation here, so St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Cesar Tino to inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. Gets it down in the corner on the right side to Tim Skoke, who's back into the ball game. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger drives the ball inside, goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a traveling violation. So Phil Hamburger gets knocked down there. No foul called instead of traveling violation. Third turnover on the Hawks here in this first half of play. 10-9 to score. The Sutton Mustangs out on top. Sutton currently 3-1 in the season. St. Cecilia is 2-2. Rath has got the ball to get it inside to Weeby. Now his shot is up there. It's good. So now with Zach Stirrup on the sideline getting a quick breather, Sutton goes right back inside. The Weeby, he gets his field goal to go down. He's had two shots blocked by Zach Stirrup. But Zach has been in the ballgame. So now it's a 12-9 ball game. Sutton has got a three-point lead. St. Cecilia's got the ball offensively. Here's Tino at the free throw line. Tino goes to Chase Bassett down to the baseline to Ryan. He drives it. It's cut off. Comes out here to Chase Bassett. Now back outside to Hamburger. Hamburger comes across the top to Ryan. Now down in the corner to Bassett. Back out to Cesar Tino with the ball. Sutton is in a man-to-man defense. 7 minutes to play here in the first half. 12-9 is the score. Sutton with a lead. Hamburger drives for the hole, and he's going to be hit with a traveling violation again. He goes up, comes back down with the basketball, and he's whistled for his second consecutive traveling violation. 4 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan comes out now for head coach Kevin Asher, and the big guy comes back in there as Zach Stirrup is reinserted into the lineup. 12-9 the score now. The Sutton Mustangs with a lead, and Sutton has got the ball. Weeby drives it to the free throw line, stops there, comes over to Grease on the right side of the floor, back outside down to Tyler Keenan, who's into the ball game for Sutton. Now to Weeby. Weeby comes out to Grease. He drives it right side of the lane, kicks it back out here to Keenan. Entry pass to get it to Weeby. Stirrup right behind him. He won't take the shot. Comes out to Jordan Wagner. Wagner down to Sheridan. Brings it back to the near sideline to Keenan behind the screen. Keenan takes it to the elbow, drops it down low, and he throws it out of bounds. Thought maybe Cesar Tino tested there for St. Cecilia. He did not. That's a turnover on Sutton, their third of the ball game. 12-9 is the score. 6:14 to play here in the first half. And the Blue Hawks have the ball. Here's a Cesar Tino now. Across the 10-second line goes to Chase Bassett. Back out on top to Tim Skoke. Comes over here on the left side of the wing to Hamburger. Cross-court pass to Tino. Brings it back to Hamburger. He drives the baseline. His jump pass in the lane. Nobody home. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wiedy. Two on two the other way. He drives. Collision. Foul called. We got an offensive charge on Wiedy. An offensive charging call there on Wiedy. Sutton had the numbers coming back the other way in the break, though. Wiedy runs over a defender there for St. Cecilia. And Wiedy gets hit with an offensive charging foul. His first. That's going to be team foul number four on Sutton. St. Cecilia with only one team foul here in the first half. So now it's a 12-9 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 3 points. Matt Kissinger brings it up now for the Hawks. Over to Hamburger on the right side. They get the ball to Tim Skoke at the top of the key. Inside now to Stirrup. He puts up a little hook shot. It's around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Tyler Keenan. Keenan to the far sideline. He'll hold things up now. And Sutton will get in this motion offense here. Jordan Wagner with the ball back outside to Rapp. The shot for three is good. Austin Rapp is red hot tonight. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and Sutton has now got a 6-point lead here in the contest with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play. It is 15-9. Stirrup back outside to Kissinger. He's shot from the elbow. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Austin Rapp. Here come the Mustangs now with the ball. Grease moves it over on the far side. A three-pointer put up there. No good by Keenan. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Long pass down the floor to Kissinger. He drives. Contact made. Foul called. He had a one-on-one against Sam Grease of Sutton. And Grease is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number five now on the Sutton Mustangs. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Matt Kissinger. Kissinger, a 50% foul shooter in the season. He has 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Kissinger toes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia now 1 out of 6 on free throws in this basketball game tonight. Ryan Sheehy in for St. Cecilia. Tim Skoke will come out. Here comes Wiedy back into the ball game now for the Sutton Mustangs. As Stirrup is still in there for St. Cecilia. So now Wiedy and Stirrup will be matched up inside again. 15-9 is the score. Sutton has got a 6-point lead. Here comes the next free throw from Kissinger. That one is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia now 1 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. 15-9. Sutton has got the ball. Now the Hawks knock it loose. It is a scramble, and it's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. A turnover there on Sutton. Good job defensively by Chase Bassett. St. Cecilia's got it back in their offensive zone. Kissinger, down to Hamburger. They get it to Bassett. Inside to Stirrup. Stirrup goes down to the baseline and shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are back to within 4 points. 15-11 is the score. Rapp comes out to Sheridan, down to Wiebe. Free throw line extended to the left side. Now down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be put up there. It's going to be no good by Jordan Wagner, and the rebound comes down here to Sheehy. Sheehy gets the ball to Kissinger. Hawks quickly back to their offensive zone. Kissinger at the free throw line, down to Hamburger, looking to penetrate. Hamburger can't do it. Gives the ball away now to Sheehy at the elbow, inside to Kissinger. His shot is up there and in. Matt Kissinger sliding into the lane there. They got him the ball, and now Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia back to within 2 points here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 1 second to play here in the first half. A good one brewing here tonight. It is the Sutton Mustangs 15, Hastings St. Cecilia 13.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Sutton, 4 minutes and 1 second to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia going to play 7 basketball games before the Christmas break. They're currently sitting at 2-2 in the season. They've got this one here tonight against Sutton. Omaha Scott will be in town to take on St. Cecilia tomorrow night at the Chapman Gymnasium. And then next Tuesday night, right before the Christmas holiday break and the 5-day moratorium, St. Cecilia will take on Sandy Creek. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader next Tuesday. The girls' game shaping up via Dandy as well. Should be a couple of undefeated teams scoring out there. We'll have the Sandy Creek and St. Cecilia doubleheader next week from the Chapman Gym on Tuesday. That'll be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 15-13 is the score here. Sutton has got the lead by a couple of points. Mustangs will work with the ball. St. Cecilia stays with his man-to-man defense. Rath takes it outside to Weeby. His shot is up and in a three-pointer. Oops, they give him two. A two-pointer there by Reed Weeby. He says his foot was on the line. So a long-range two-pointer by Reed Weeby, and it's now a 17-13 ball game. Sutton has got the lead. The Mustangs have led by as many as six in the first half. St. Cecilia with the ball. Bassett goes over to Hamburger. On the wing on the right side, the deep wing. Comes back to a Chase Bassett as he reverses the ball. Gets it over here to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger behind the screen. Takes it in the lane. His little short jumper is up there. Is good. Matt Kissinger scores right in front of the free throw line. He's now got 4 points in the basketball game. 17-15 now. The Hawks down by 2 points. They get it inside to Wagner. He kicks it back out in the corner. Driving. Cut off. Comes back out on the wing on the left side to Reed Stone, who's into the ball game now. Stone comes out to Reed Weeby. They try on the right side. Sheridan moves it back to the top of the key. Rath has got the ball. Works it against Hamburger. Drives it down the left side of the lane. He's knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. And now Rath and Hamburger getting into it a little bit to the left side of the lane as Rath was knocked down in the play. The official's going to step in and calm the nerves down there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be a Cesar Tino. Hamburger will come to the bench. Into the ball game now for Sutton is going to be Andrew Van Kirk. And coming out is going to be Jordan Wagner. Now, head coach Kevin Asher going to have a couple of words with Hamburger on the bench. 2:52 to play in the second quarter. Sutton will play it in to get it to Weeby. He's going to be tied up in the play by Sturb. He just kind of rips it out of the hands of Weeby there. And Weeby might have got hit in the schnoz. Maybe knocked his contact loose there. So the officials will hold up play momentarily. They inbounded the ball. It went right to Weeby, and he's had it ripped out of there by the big guy, Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. So the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton, so the Mustangs will play it in again. This time, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 17-15 the score here as Sutton will play things in. This is Sheridan with the ball deep in the corner on the left side. Sheridan behind a couple of screens. Left side, can't put up a shot. Comes over here to Weeby. He is open, takes the three, and his shot's going to be missed. No good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to Kissinger down the right sideline. Kissinger throws it near side to Bassett. Holds it. Comes out now to Sheehy. Ryan Sheehy with the ball high above his head. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles once. Goes to Kissinger on the right sideline. Kissinger dribbles with the ball. Cross-court pass comes on the near side to Cesar Tino. Tino behind the screen from Sheehy. Comes out on top with the pass to Kissinger. Kissinger starts off right now. Drives it down the lane. And the foul is going to be called. Matt Kissinger driving the ball into the hole there for St. Cecilia, and a foul is going to be called here on the Sutton to go on Rath. That's going to be his second. Team foul number, what, six? Team foul number six on Sutton here in the ball game. Mels Johnson comes into the ball game now as Rath will check out. Johnson is 6'2" and senior for head coach Steve Sponberg. So six personal fouls here on the Sutton. St. Cecilia will play things in. Kissinger, off-balance shot in the lane, is up and in. Matt Kissinger scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and we are tied up at 17 points apiece with 2 minutes to play here in this second quarter from Sutton. Johnson has got the ball now for the Mustangs. Over here to Weeby on the right sideline. Weeby to Sheridan. Goes out to Reed Stone now. Out of Weeby at the top of the key to Stone. Stone looks with it. Comes off to the right side to Sheridan. A shot for three. No good. Rebound Stirrup. Zach Stirrup gets the rebound for the Hawks. Comes to the near sideline down to Kissinger. 1:40 to play in the second quarter. We're tied up at 17. Kissinger lobs it inside on the high post. That's going to be Stirrup with the ball. Stirrup at the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner to Cesar Tino. A shot for three is good. Cesar Tino hits the three ball there for St. Cecilia. He's got 5 points. And the Hawks now have a lead by a score of 20-17. This is the first lead for St. Cecilia since the 4-2 mark in the first quarter. We're down to a minute and 15 seconds to play. And now we've got another player hitting the deck here. On the right side of the lane, it's going to go on the Sutton. It's going to go in Sheridan. Sheridan's going to be hit with a personal foul there for Sutton as he knocks down Matt Kissinger on the right side of the lane. And now Steve Sponberg right in the face of the official here on the near sideline. So it's starting to get physical here in this basketball game here tonight in quarter number two. 20-17 is the score. St. Cecilia is up by 3 points. And now the Hawks have the basketball as they come back the other way. St. Cecilia is shooting our basket to our left here with a final minute to go here in the second quarter. Sees a Tino with the ball. Tino goes on the high post to Stirrup, and he's hit from behind, and a foul's going to be called. That's going to go Andrew Van Kirk. He picks up his first personal. It's going to be team foul number 7. So now we got a 1-1 situation here as Zach Stirrup will go to the free throw line. Stirrup, 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Stirrup, again, a 42% foul shooter in the season. The Hawks are just 1 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. So Zach Stirrup to the free throw line here with a 1:03 left in the second quarter. Stirrup looks up there, and his shot's going to be way too strong, and the rebound comes down to Weeby. Sutton comes down the other way. Reed Stone has got it out to Weeby. That right side, here's Nels Johnson, dribbles once. Johnson goes to Sheridan, throws it over his head, but it's picked up there by Weeby on the far sideline. Now to Reed Stone. St. Cecilia's pushed this man-to-man defense out here, attacking Sutton all over the place. Andrew Sheridan over in the wing on the left side. Now to Weeby at the top of the key. Right side to Nels Johnson. Johnson hammers the ball down low. Sheridan wide open. He misses the easy shot, a little five-footer. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawks now with the ball with 30 seconds to play. We'll see if St. Cecilia goes to the final shot here of the second quarter. Hawks have a 20-17 advantage. Matt Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger down to Chase Bassett. Free throw line extended right side. Chase goes down in the corner to Sheehy. Back out to Chase Bassett. Now to Kissinger. They look at the clock. We're down to 15 seconds to go. 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Kissinger drives it right side of the lane. Off-balance shot is no good. He's fouling the play. Took it inside the three-point arc. An off-balance shot there by Kissinger. And he is fouled in a play here by the Mustangs. And now he'll go to the free throw line. Johnson picks up the foul for Sutton. That's going to be his first. Going to the stripe here for St. Cecilia will be Kissinger. He's got 6 points already tonight. 0-for-2 from the free throw line. He is now 4 out of 10 for the season for Matt Kissinger. Toes the mark. Shot is up there from the line. That one is good. And St. Cecilia now has the lead by a score of 21-17. Austin Rath comes back in now. Grease comes back in. Down to the scorer's table for St. Cecilia. We're going to have Hamburger checking in. That's going to be Sheehy coming to the bench. So 9.1 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia now with the lead, 21-17 over Sutton. Matt Kissinger back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That's off the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. Here come the Mustangs now. Grease across the 10-second line. Grease hands it away here to Rath. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia's third. They get it to Kissinger. His shot no good, and that's the end of the second quarter of play. So the first half in the books tonight. Boys high school basketball action here from Sutton. And the score at halftime is Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Sutton 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Sutton High School tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime. It is 21-17. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Sutton. The Hawks had a lead at 4-2 early in the first quarter. That was the only lead until they took that lead in the second quarter. Sutton had the lead after one quarter at 10-9. The Mustangs then got onto a 15-9 lead, their biggest lead of the ball game at 6 points with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the first half. St. Cecilia came back to tie their score at 17-17, and the Hawks scoring the last 4 points of that second quarter. And that's the way we stand here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Sutton by a score of 21-17. And the other action going on tonight involving the Hastings schools, Adams Central is on the road tonight. They've got a girls-boys basketball doubleheader at Ord. Hastings High not playing tonight. Tigers will be in action tomorrow night at the Tiger Den as they take on the York Dukes tomorrow. That'll be our featured doubleheader game of the week tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Girls game will get underway at 6 o'clock with the boys to follow at about 7:45. We'll have a pregame show tomorrow night with Hastings High head coach Greg Mays at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon as Hastings High will look for their first wins of the season against a York ball club that comes in here tomorrow night. Hastings St. Cecilia boys going to be back at home tomorrow night. They'll take on Omaha Scott at the Chapman Gymnasium. Adams Central is going to be at home tomorrow night. They'll take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader, and you can catch the action there on ESPN 1550 KICS, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. We've got basketball action for you as well. On Sunday, the Hastings College women's basketball team will take on the 8th-ranked Bobcats from the College of the Ozarks as they come in from Point Lookout, Missouri, for a Sunday night ball game. We'll have that action for you as well from Lynn Farrell Arena beginning at 7:15 with a pregame show. Head coach Jeff Dittman, tip-off will be at 7:30. The guys are taking their annual trip down south. The Hastings College men's basketball team will play tomorrow afternoon against American Christian University in Oklahoma City. Broncos will play that one single ball game at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They're going to spend a couple of days down in Oklahoma in the San Antonio area before coming back and taking a few days off, and then they'll get back to action right after the first of the year. So the finals week this week for Hastings College, and the kids are now gone. Both Hastings College basketball teams kind of motoring down here for a few days, and we'll certainly get back to the college basketball after the first of the year back in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 21-17 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Mustangs. We'll take a break and come back and check the scoring in the first half. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sutton High School, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead in boys high school basketball, 21-17. Second in scoring, first of all, for Sutton. Austin Rath is leading the way so far for the Mustangs. He has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. Plus, he is 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. So Austin Rath has got 10 out of the 17 points put on the board by Sutton here in the first half. Jordan Wagner has hit one from long range, a 3-pointer. He's got 3 points in the ball game. And Reed Wiebe has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Sutton is 2 for 2 from the free-throw line in the first half of play, unofficially 4 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia being led by Matt Kissinger so far. Kissinger has got 3 field goals, and he has 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Zach Stirrup has also got 7 points in the ball game for the Hawks. Stirrup has got 3 field goals. He is 1 of 3 from the free throw line. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Cesar Tino is knocked down at 3 and a 2-point field goal. He's got 5 points here at halftime. Phil Hamburger in his first action back here for the 2010-2011 season. Hamburger's got a field goal for 2. Tim Skoke has been to the free throw line a couple of times and missed both shots. So safe to say, up 2 out of 9 on free throws in the first half, unofficially 5 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Hastings Saints to say with the lead here over the Sutton Mustangs. The score is 21-17. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're running down the schedule. Failed to mention the Nebraska basketball teams. They are in action this weekend as well. The Husker men will be looking for their 7th straight win tomorrow. They'll take on Eastern Washington at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. We'll have the game on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Pre-game show at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The tip-off in Lincoln is set for 6:06. The Husker is taking on Eastern Washington. The Nebraska women's basketball team, they've got a tough weekend. Huskers are playing in Las Vegas this weekend. Nebraska will play Houston tomorrow night. This is in the Duel of the Desert Classic. They'll play 3 games, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The Huskers will take on Houston tomorrow night. Nebraska currently 8-1 in the season. Houston is 6-1, so that game is set for 6 o'clock. Out in Las Vegas. So the Husker men tomorrow against Eastern Washington on the breeze, and the Husker women will be playing out in Las Vegas against Houston beginning at 6. Good ball game here tonight. 21-17 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead as we start the third quarter. Sutton led 10-9 after the first quarter. Austin Rath has been most of the offense for Sutton, 10 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia getting 7 points apiece from Zach Stirrup and Matt Kissinger. St. Cecilia will have the opening possession here in this third quarter and immediately go right to work with Stirrup down there on the baseline. Zach trying to drive the ball into the lane, throws it over on the wing on the far side. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Skoke from three-point territory, and the rebound comes down on the hop to Jordan Wagner. Wagner has got it down in the offensive zone, works it to Austin Rath. The Sutton Mustangs shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. Rath back out on top between the rings, picked up there by Hamburger. Here's a pass to the wing, going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kissinger, then he loses control of the ball. It is picked up here, back the other way, down the lane. His shot is going to be up there, no good by Rath. Rebounded there by Sutton. So they reset the offense. Grease out here in three-point territory. Grease dribbles once, comes over to Weeby. Weeby picked up loosely there by a Stirrup. Bounce pass back out on top to Rath. Goes over in the wing to Sheridan. Sheridan holds it. Ball high above his head, back out on top to Grease. Down left side to Jordan Wagner, who gets the start here in the second half for head coach Steve Sponberg. Out to Weeby. Down the right side again. That's going to be Austin Rath with the ball. Rath picked up there by Stirrup. There's a mismatch. Rath circles around, drives the ball in the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Stirrup switches off of his man there. Chase Bassett picked him up, and Chase picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. First foul on Bassett. That's going to be team foul number one on the Hawks here in the second half of play. Grease will inbound the ball here for Sutton. Takes it down in the corner to Sheridan. Bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Again, trying to take the ball down on the low block there to Weeby, and the ball was kicked out of bounds there by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. So the Hawks stay here on defense. The Mustangs will play things in underneath their own hole as a Greach gets it into Austin Rath back out on the wing down to Sheridan. Sheridan puts it on the floor, dribbles at the top of the key, goes over to Wagner. Wagner down to Greach, brings it over to Wiebe. His shot is up there, rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kissinger. Kissinger has got it for St. Cecilia. A long pass down the floor, he throws it away. Kissinger throws the basketball away. That's seven turnovers on St. Cecilia. Hawks are averaging 11 turnovers per ballgame this season. 21-17, St. Cecilia now with a four-point lead. Nobody has scored so far here in the first 90 seconds of the second half. Greece has got the ball. Greece now to Austin Rath, picked up there by Hamburger. Now behind the screen. Rath takes it down the right side of the lane, goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. Stirrup grabs it. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Hamburger. Drives, shoots, and scores. Bill Hamburger scores there for St. Cecilia after Stirrup gets the rebound. Now here's a pass that's intercepted. Chase Bassett has got six turnover now in Sutton. St. Cecilia has got the lead by four. Now they get the ball, and now we got a foul called. They work the ball inside to Stirrup, and he was hacked on the arm. So Sutton turns the ball away here in backcourt. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Greece of Sutton. That's going to be his third. And now Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout. Sutton calls a timeout 2 minutes into the second half. We got 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 23, Sutton 17.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Sutton High School. Sutton is trailing. Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 23-17. So St. Cecilia following the foul there on Sam Greece will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here's a Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger dribbles out into three-point territory. Lobs it inside his stirrup. Back out to Kissinger. Free throw line. Here's a pass down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Sutton. St. Cecilia turns the ball away for the eighth time here in the ball game. Rath for three. Shot good. Rath now with 13 points in the basketball game. It's now a 23-20 contest. St. Cecilia is leading by 3 points here. As we approach the halfway point of this third quarter, here's Stirrup spins toward the baseline. His shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup is having a productive night tonight. He's averaging about 10 points per ball game. He's got 9 so far here in the contest. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 25-20. Here's Wiebe with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline. His shot is up there. Still giving his foul on the play. That was Wagner slicing to the hole. Wiebe got him the ball, and the foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia's Tim Skoke. That's going to be the first foul on Skoke. Going to the free throw line now for Sutton is going to be Jordan Wagner. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. So Jordan Wagner will go to the free throw line here for the Sutton Mustangs. 25-20 is the score. As Wagner looks at the basket, his shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. That's the first miss by Sutton from the free throw line. Lincoln High leading Lincoln East at halftime, 27-15 in boys high school basketball. Scores start to trickle in here on a busy Friday night. Jordan Wagner will have one more shot here for Sutton. As he eyes the bucket one more time, his shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. So he misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Sheehy. 25-20 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by a pair. Hamburger brings it across the 10-second line. And now it looks like Sutton is going to go to a zone defense here. Maybe a 1-2-2 zone defense against St. Cecilia. Kissinger pounds it inside to Sheehy. Back out to Kissinger. Kissinger on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Looking for a stirrup inside. They get him double-teamed right now. Out to Hamburger. Here's a shot by Kissinger from the elbow. His shot is up and in. Kissinger gets the field goal. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks have their biggest lead of the contest now. It is 27-20 with 4.5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Sutton has got it as they work against the man-to-man defense here for St. Cecilia. Rath looking to penetrate. Cut off right there at the elbow. Down to Wiebe. Now inside again to Sheridan. He's fouling the play. Sheridan will go to the free throw line. And here's a foul called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Ryan Sheehy. That's going to be his first team foul, number 3, against St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. the second half. Andrew Sheridan will go to the line here for Sutton. He has not scored so far tonight. As free throw is up and in. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan coming out is going to be Chase Bassett. Archbishop Bergen, Mount Michael playing tonight. Boys High School basketball at halftime. Mount Michael with a lead over Bergen, 28-22. There's the next shot here from Sheridan. It's up. It's good. So Sheridan hits a pair. And it is now a 27-22 ball game in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks will come back. And now Sutton goes back. It's like a zone defense again here on this possession. Here's Cesar Tino from deep in the right corner. Shot is up and in. That's one way to shoot him out of a zone. That's hit from the outside. And Cesar Tino hits a big three ball from deep in the right corner. St. Cecilia now leading by 8 points. Here's Rath in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Austin Rath against some tall timber there scores for Sutton. It's now a 30-24 ball game. 3:47 to play here in the third quarter from Sutton tonight. Kevin Ryan with the ball. Ryan goes to Kissinger, top of the key. Kissinger holds it, bombs it now to a stirrup, spins, gets it out to Hamburger from the wing. Shot for three is good. Bill Hamburger hit a three ball from the left side. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has now opened up a 33-24 lead over Sutton. Mustangs come back now with the basketball. Here's Sheridan, right side of the lane, comes out to Reed Stone, who's in there now. Stone comes over to Weedy. Top of the key to Austin Rath again. Rath goes over to Jordan Wagner. Wagner holding the ball out here in three-point territory against Hamburger. Down to Reed Stone, picked up there by Cesar Tino of the St. Cecilia defense. Here's Reed Weedy with the ball. Weedy against Zach Sturup. Here's a pass deflected. It's loose and it's going to be picked up here by Cesar Tino. Turnover number 7 on Sutton. And now St. Cecilia with the ball and a 9-point lead. It is 33-24. Hawks have the ball now just under 3 minutes to play. They work it inside to Sturup. Sturup back out on the wing to Kissinger. Looking to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Down from the free throw line. A shot is up there. It's going to be short. Down for the rebound. It's brought down here by Rath. Rath has got the ball for Sutton. Brings it across the timeline to Weeby. Now to Stone. Stone looks, comes out to Rath. His shot for three is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Sturup. Out with pass near sideline to Ryan. Gets the ball ahead to Cesar Tino. Now to Ryan, to Kissinger at the top of the key. Kissinger holds it, dribbles once, and now we got a timeout here. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score in St. Cecilia 33, Sutton 24.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Girls High School basketball tonight. It was York knocking off Aurora by a score of 39-29. We will see the York Dukes tomorrow in a girls boys basketball doubleheader at Hastings High. The York picking up a win over Aurora tonight in girls high school basketball. The score is 39-29. 33-24 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. This was a 21-17 ball game at the end of the first half. St. Cecilia has played well here in the third quarter thus far. Down to 2:18 to play. Steve Sponberg huddling with his troops over here just to our left. The Mustangs 3-1 on the season. They lost their last time out to a very good Lincoln Christian ball club the other night. Lost to them by the score of 43-40. They've got wins so far this year over Friend, High Plains Community, and Cross County. Running into the Hawks here tonight at St. Cecilia. 33-24 is the score. St. Cecilia with it. Cesar Tino with it. On the right side of the floor, comes out on top to Kevin Ryan. Ryan holds it, looks right side, down his stirrup as he pops away from the lane, and his shot is up and in. A 17-footer there by Zach Stirrup. So the big guy hits a big shot there. Now St. Cecilia with a double-digit lead. 35-24 over Sutton. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play. Stirrup now in the ballgame with 11 points. Here's Weeby deep in the corner on the left side, picked up by Stirrup. Weeby dribbles once, comes out now to Jordan Wagner, who's back into the ball game. Now to Rath to the free throw line to Sheridan. Now to Weeby, near side, a shot for three is good. Reed Wiebe hits the three ball. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Mustangs back within 8 points, 35-27 with a 1:28 left. Here's Hamburger. His pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Sheridan. Turnover number 9 on St. Cecilia. Sheridan down to Rath, picked up by Hamburger. Drives it inside, spins, tries to put Hamburger in the air. Can't do it. Comes out to Sheridan, out to Stone. Fakes, drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot to be blocked down by Stirrup. Picked up there by Wagner. Back inside again to Sheridan. Sheridan has the basketball slapped away by Stirrup, and now we got a foul called. So Zach gets a block in there, he gets a steal, and then a personal foul is going to be called here on Sutton. A foul here is going to go on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Sheridan. That's going to be his second. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Ryan Sheehy checking out. It's going to be Kevin Ryan. So St. Cecilia now going with a bigger lineup in there with both Sheehy and Zach Stirrup in there. 35-27, St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. Hawks have the basketball. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Bill Hamburger with it, goes inside his turret, kicks it back out to Hamburger, top of the key, looking to penetrate, can't do it, backs it out of there. Hamburger dribbles to the ball, now to Caesar Tino. Tino dribbles the ball into the lane. They kick it out here to a Hamburger. Down to Stirrup. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Kevin Asher up in front of the St. Cecilia bench, waiting to play for the final shot now. So St. Cecilia will hold the ball for the next 35 seconds. Here's a Ryan Sheehy. Comes out on top now to Matt Kissinger. Sutton is in the man-to-man. Kissinger drives inside. Takes it back out to Stirrup. Now to Caesar Tino. He drives it down the lane. His layup is good. He'll take that shot any day. Caesar Tino scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He's averaging only 5.3 on the season. St. Cecilia now with a 10-point lead, 37-27. 12 seconds to play. Sutton with the ball back the other way. Austin Rath. Rath picked up by Caesar Tino. Rath looking to drive it. Now he falls down, and we've got a foul called on Caesar. Caesar Tino is going to be hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be his first. Coming into the ball game is going to be Sam Grease. So Grease comes in. Also checking in for St. Cecilia is going to be Bassett. No free throws here. That's only team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia here in the second half. Also coming in for St. Cecilia is going to be Kevin Ryan. Hamburger is going to check out. 37-27 is the score. Sheridan will inbound off of the far sideline for Sutton. With 4.1 seconds to play, Wiebe gets it down to Rath. He goes up. He's trying to go up. He's going to be tied up on the play. A jump ball is going to be called here. A jump ball is going to be called out here. And now Steve Sponberg is not happy again. It's going to be Sutton playing things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket as the arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton. 1.8 seconds to play now. Grease looking to play things in, and now we got a personal foul called. A foul is going to go here on St. Cecilia's Ryan Sheehy. So Sheehy picks up his second personal. That's going to be team foul number 5 of the Blue Hawks, so still no free throws. Again, Sam Grease will look to play things in here. Or Sutton, just to the right of the basket. Bounce pass to get it to Rath. His off-balance shot from the left sideline is no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books. Hastings St. Cecilia outscoring their opposition there in the quarter, 16-10. St. Cecilia has now built a 10-point lead after three quarters. It's the Blue Hawks 37 and the Mustangs 27.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. You can pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. We start the fourth and final quarter here tonight. St. Cecilia's got a 10-point lead, 37-27. Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Inside the free throw circle, comes over here to Cesar Tino, looking to penetrate. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger now to Chase Bassett on the left wing. Bassett dribbles on out of here. Gets it back near the 10-second line. Now to Stirrup. Stirrup comes over the right sideline to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger takes it to the free throw line of the dribble. Kissinger back outside the three-point ring. Now he lobs it inside. Stirrup spins in the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Down for the rebound. It's going to be saved here by Sheehy. Into the hands of Stirrup. Stirrup now to Kissinger down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is loose again. It's picked up by Cesar Tino. Cesar Tino keeps it alive. And now we've got an injury here. And coming up, hobbling is going to be Ryan Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's the last thing the Hawks need. Mike Shannon is out. Joe Graufel is out. Simon Ostrander out. Jamison Esch is out. Jordan Konsberg all out here for St. Cecilia and not playing for the Hawks this evening. And now going to the bench is going to be Sheehy. So St. Cecilia will get it here as they will play things in. Kissinger has got it on the wing on the left side. Kissinger lobs it back inside to Stirrup. Stirrup, double team, dribbling now with the basketball, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Zach Stirrup, a lot more involved in the offense for St. Cecilia tonight. He has got 13 points, and it is 39-27. Facing St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. It comes early here in the fourth quarter. Rapp dumps the ball down low. That's a Jordan Wagner, and we got some contact made and a foul called. They got the ball down there on the baseline, right underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia, or was there a foul? The ball was tipped away. It went out of bounds, so no foul. It's going to be Sutton playing things in. They're going to be thrown a hole. Austin Rath has got under the wing, angles into the lane, and runs into Stirrup, and the basketball is stripped away. He runs right into Zach Stirrup, and the ball is tipped away. Eight turnovers now on the Mustangs here in the ball game, and now contact made as Kissinger drives the ball in the hole there for St. Cecilia. So got from the top of the key, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Sutton. It's going to go on Rath. That's going to be his third. So now Rath has got three. Greece has got three. 6 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Now coming out of the ball game is going to be Austin Rath. Stone is going to check back in there. Still no free throws. That's only the third team foul on the Mustangs here in the second half. Hamburger has got it. Weaves his way between defenders and takes the ball to the hole and scores, and he's fouling the play. Bill Hamburger works the baseline, slipped around a couple of defenders there for Sutton, and he is fouled in a play by Reed Wiebe. That's going to be his second. So Hamburger has now got 9 points in the basketball game for St. Cecilia. The Hawks have opened up a 14-point lead. It is 41-27. As the Hamburger will to the free throw line, his shot is up there, it's good. So Phil Hamburger, coming off of his injury from the football season, has got 10 points in his first outing. 42-27. The Hawks now leading by 15 points here in this fourth quarter. Here's Andrew Sheridan with the ball to Reed Stone. Comes over to Wiebe. Mishandles the ball, but it's picked back up by Wiebe. Goes over the right side to Greece. Wide open for three. Shot good. 42-30 now. Lead back to a dozen. We're down to 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter in high school basketball action for you tonight on 1230 KHIS. Chase Bassett on the wing, inside the free throw circle. Stirrup throws it up there over Wiebe. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stone. Hit from behind by Chase Bassett, but no foul. There's a Keenan with the ball as they come back out to Wiebe. Sutton now works the ball against his man-to-man defense of St. Cecilia. Sheridan comes over to Wiebe, picked up by Stirrup of the Blue Hawks. The Reed Stone back outside. There's Tyler Keenan with the ball. Throws it down low, and it's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it to Wiebe, but nobody was home down there. That was way off of the target. That's going to be turnover number 9 on Sutton here in the ball game, and St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. 5:27 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hawks looking for their third straight win here tonight. Losing two ball games to start the year, opening weekend, coming back with two wins last week. Now the Hawks starting this week here with a 12-point lead over Sutton on the road. 42-30 is the score. Kissinger behind the screen from Stirrup. Now they come over here on the right side as they get the ball to Ryan. Down to Stirrup, right side of the lane. He's going to power his way into the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Hamburger. Underneath the bucket, he comes back out on top. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Ryan. They keep it alive down for the Hawks. Over here to Matt Kissinger. Lobs it back inside to Stirrup. Double team goes up. His shot good and he fouled. Zach Stirrup scores again for St. Cecilia. He has now got 15 points in the basketball game. He was fouled by Reed Wiebe of Sutton. That's going to be his third. And now Steve Sponberg is up. He wants to call a timeout. Sutton wants to call a timeout with 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 44, Sutton 30.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Sutton had the lead early in this ballgame. It was 10-9 after the first quarter. Safe to say he comes back as a 21-17 advantage at the end of the first half. Safe to say then outscoring Sutton 16-10 in the third quarter to take a double-digit lead at 37-27. They have increased the lead now here in the fourth quarter. Had a 15-point lead at 42-27. Is now at 14 points at 44-30 with 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. And St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. Zach Stirrup, a lot more effective tonight offensively. Stirrup has got 15 points in the ballgame. Cesar Tino has got 10 points off of the bench. Matt Kissinger has got 9 points. Phil Hamburger also in double figures with 10 for St. Cecilia in his first action of the season. So now Stirrup to the free throw line. 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. For Zach Stirrup. His shot is up there. That one is going to be off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Wiebe of Sutton. So the score remains at 44-30. Here's Reed Stone with the ball. Powers it inside. They get it to a Keenan as he is double-teamed. His pass down to Wiebe, and he's going to be tied up in the play. Saint Cecilia playing tremendous defense here tonight. A jump ball is called, but the arrow playing in favor of Sutton, so we'll stay right here. Here comes Jordan Wagner into the ball game. Keenan comes out. Checking in for St. Cecilia is going to be Sheehy. So Sheehy not injured seriously back there earlier in this quarter. He's back in there as Ryan will come to the bench. 44-30 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. 4.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Greece has got it. Comes in the near sideline now. Back out on top, that's Reed Stone. And St. Cecilia stands with a man-to-man to Jordan Wagner. Down to the right sideline to Wiebe. Wiebe holds it. Now tries to drive it against Stirrup, spins, tries to put the big guy in the air, and he can't do it as the Stirrup just rips the ball out of his hands. That's 10 turnovers now in Sutton in the ball game. So now 4-10 to play here in the fourth quarter, and the Hawks have the ball, 44-30. Chase Bassett. Bassett comes out on top to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger between the rings. St. Cecilia going to be patient here. Ryan Sheehy has got it. Sheehy comes out to Kissinger. Down to Stirrup, right at the top of the three-point circle, picked up there by Wagner of Sutton, and now we got a whistle, and we got a foul out top. Looks like St. Cecilia going to be guilty of a foul out here. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia here in the second half. Austin Rath comes back into the ball game now for Sutton. He will play with 3 personal fouls. 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 44-30. Sutton is down by 14. Mustangs have the ball. There's a Jordan Wagner. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Sheehy. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Contact made. I think Sheehy's going to be guilty of the foul here. That's going to be the case. Ryan Sheehy now with 3 personal fouls for the Hawks. That's going to be 7 team fouls now in St. Cecilia. And going to the free throw line is going to be Jordan Wagner for Sutton. He has got 3 points in the basketball game. He is zipped for 2 from the free throw line. So Jordan Wagner goes to the line now for Sutton. Checking into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. Coming out is going to be Sheehy. 44-30 is the score. We're down to 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. After the ball game, we'll announce our player of the game and our coach's postgame show with Kevin Asher. There's Jordan Wagner's free throw. It's in the air, and that one is off of the back iron. No good, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Chase Bassett grabs the rebound there for the Hawks. So St. Cecilia maintaining this 14-point lead at 44-30. Hawks with the ball. Here's Phil Hamburger now. Hamburger from the wing. Dribbles into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. A foul is going to go here on Andrew Sheridan of Sutton. That's going to be his third. Team foul number six on Sutton, so no free throws. Hamburger will play things in. Hamburger, left side of the basket down here on the baseline, gets it into Cesar Tino. Lobs it to the elbow. That's going to be Stirrup with the ball. High above his head. Now to Hamburger. Dribbles to the free throw line. It's going to be stripped away. It's going to be stripped away, and now we got a foul call here in backcourt. Grease came down with it there for Sutton. And a foul is going to be called here on backcourt in St. Cecilia. They're going to go and chase Bassett. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Bassett. Team foul number eight on St. Cecilia. This will be a one-and-one situation now for Sam Grease. He has got 3 points in the ball game on a three-pointer. This will be his first opportunity at a free throw. 3:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. Grease looks up there for the Mustangs, and his shot is up. It's good. Grease will have one more. It's now a 13-point ball game at 44-31. Biggest lead of the contest for St. Cecilia has been 15 at 42-27. Here's the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. So Grease hits a pair. And the Mustangs are back within 12 points at 44-32. Now Sutton attacking in backcourt. St. Cecilia breaks it easily with a pass to Chase Bassett. Now to Kissinger. Matt Kissinger dribbling with the ball. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Kissinger foul down. No foul called. And a rebound comes down to Wiebe. Wiebe gets the ball now to Grease. Hustles back into the forecourt. Pulls up on the right side of the lane. Gets it back out to Rath. Now down in the corner. Wiebe for three. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Sheridan has the basketball stripped away by Bassett. Bassett to Kissinger. Now to Tino. His shot is up and in. Cesar Tino scores there for AC St. Cecilia. And now we've got Rath down here for the Sutton Mustangs. Colorado, 46-32 is the score now. Looks like Kissinger and Rath are talking to here by the officials. So Kissinger and Rath evidently got into it there as they were bringing the ball back the other way. So 46-32 is the score. Now the officials coming over here to talk with Steve Sponberg. The bucket counts. Hometown fans not happy there as Kissinger getting into it with Rath. The bucket counts. It's 46-32. We got 2:44 to play, and Sutton will play things in. So here come the Mustangs back the other way. Jordan Wagner goes to Wiebe, takes it down to the baseline. His shot over Sturm is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kissinger. So now the Bluehawks with 2.5 minutes to play. They've got a 14-point lead in the basketball. Chase Bassett has got it deep wing on the right side. Bassett holds it here. Works against Wiebe. Takes it out in three-point territory between the circles. Down to the left sideline is Cesar Tino. Tino's pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sheridan. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he is fouled in a play. Andrew Sheridan gets the field goal. He is fouled in a play here. I think that's Hamburger. The bucket's going to count here. The foul is going to go on Hamburger of St. Cecilia. The third foul on Phil Hamburger. So the Hawks turn the ball away here in their offensive zone and then commit the personal foul back here defensively. Andrew Sheridan gets the field goal. And now he'll go to the free throw line here for Sutton to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So a three-point play by Andrew Sheridan. And it's now a 46-35 ball game. And now we got a foul called in backcourt. It's going to go on Grease. So Grease picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number seven on Sutton. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. And this will be a one-and-one situation for Phil Hamburger. Tell you what, both teams getting after it here in this fourth quarter. 46-35. The Hawks have an 11-point lead. Phil Hamburger to the free throw line. 10 points in the ball game. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He had that broken collarbone coming out of the football season. Did not play the first 4 ball games. He extends his arm there nicely on this free throw and gets it to go down. He's had a solid ball game tonight. Next one is up there. It's good. So no effects from the broken collarbone here. Hamburger has now got 12 points in the ball game, 48-35. Rath comes over here now to Grease, takes the ball into the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Sam Grease scores. He got 7 points in the ball game, 48-37. Hawks coming back with the ball against the pressure of Sutton. Cesar Tino gets it into the hands of Hamburger. Hamburger walks it across the 10-second line. Now on the trot, gets it into the hands of Chase Bassett in the offensive zone. Hamburger goes inside down to Stirrup, right side of the lane. Stirrup holds it, comes out to Kissinger. 1:40 to play. Kissinger drives it to the free throw line. St. Cecilia playing keep away now from the Sutton defense. Kissinger, now to Hamburger. He's fouled in the play by Sheridan. Andrew Sheridan picks up the personal foul, and that's going to send Hamburger back to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 1:34 to play. St. Cecilia will take on Omaha Scott tomorrow night at the Chapman Gymnasium and then finish off their pre-Christmas schedule with a meeting against the Sandy Creek Cougars. That'll be next Tuesday night. One of the girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We'll have the Sandy Creek St. Cecilia stuff coming up next Tuesday night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Shot from the free throw line by Phil Hamburger is up and in. Hamburger now 4 of 4 from the line tonight. He's got 13 points in the ball game, 49-37. Next one is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Wiebe. Wiebe gets it now to Sam Greese into the forecourt. Goes to the right side of the floor. Now to Sheridan. He cranks up a three ball. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's picked up by Greese. He falls down. Gets back on his feet. Has it stripped away. Picked up by Greese. Now in the lane to Rath. His shot is up there. Off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup now to Hamburger down the far sideline. 1:10 left. Now we got a foul called again. Another foul here. And that's going to send Hamburger back to the free throw line. That's going to be five fouls on Sam Greese as he's out of the ball game now with a minute and 9 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, he leads with 7 points. So Hamburger will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 1:09 to play in the fourth quarter. The Hawks have a 49-37 advantage. End of the ball game now for Sutton is going to be Reed Stone. He'll check in for Greese. This will be a 1-1 situation. That's the 19th foul called on Sutton here in the second half. So Phil Hamburger to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. 13 points in the basketball game for Hamburger. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hamburger eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. So he will get one more. Jordan Wagner is going to check out of the ball game. Tyler Keenan coming back in there now for Sutton. 50-37. St. Cecilia has had as much as a 15-point lead here in this fourth quarter. Hamburger's next shot is up there. It's good. 51-37, St. Cecilia with the lead with 107 to play. Tyler Keenan deep in the corner on the left side, comes out to Wiebe across the top, now to Rapp, dribbles into the paint, takes the ball, the basket is shot, is up and in. Austin Rapp scores there. He's now got 17 points in the ball game, and Steve Sponberg calls a timeout. 58.6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia, 51-39.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Plenty of basketball yet to come this weekend here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow night we'll be with the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings will take on York tomorrow night up with the Tiger Den. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. 5:45 for the pregame show with head coach Greg Mays. 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls' ball game. York won tonight in the girls' activity. They beat Aurora. So Hastings and York coming up tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have action Sunday night as well. The Hastings College women's basketball team will take on 8th-ranked College of the Ozarks at Lynn Farrell Arena. Team coming in from Point Lookout, Missouri. That'll be a women's-only ball game, 7:30 starting time, 7:15 for the pregame show at head coach Jeff Dittman. That stuff coming up for you this weekend on 1230 KHAS. 51-39 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by 12. And now Sturp is going to be hit on the play. As he inbounds the ball, he got it into a Hamburger as he returns the pass back to Stirrup, and he is mauled in the play there by Tyler Keenan of Sutton. And now this will be a two-shot foul here for Zach Stirrup as he will go to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks. Sutton is now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Zach Stirrup just 1 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He is 9 out of 23 for the season. I think right around 40%. He'll have a couple of shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is no good. That's one thing that's going to have to improve here for St. Cecilia as the season rolls on. This is a team that's hitting only 46% as a team from the free throw line. Zach Stirrup back to the stripe here with 56 seconds to play in this one. Next shot is up there, and that one is good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. Sturb is having a productive night tonight. 16 points in the ball game. He averages 10 on the season. 52-39. Here's a long-range jumper from outside by Stone. It's good. Reed Stone hits the three ball. Now it's a 10-point ball game, 52-42. Kissing it down the near sideline, double-team, triple-team, and now we got a foul called. A foul is called here as Kissinger was trapped along the sideline. He was guarding him too closely at that time. It's going to be Weeby. That's going to be his fourth foul. And Kissinger goes to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. This will be a two-shot foul here as Matt Kissinger will go to the free throw line for the Hawks. 52-42. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. St. Cecilia looking for their third straight win here. Kissinger's free throw is up there. That one is good as it hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. 53-42. 41.8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Matt Kissinger's next free throw is up there. It's off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Weeby. Weeby gets it away to Austin Rath as he hustles into the forward court. Hesitates, now drives the ball inside, loses control, the scramble is on, and we got a jump ball situation here. Covering the ball up down there was a Chase Bassett. The Hawks wanted a timeout, but they didn't get it. Instead, they will get the ball in the alternating jump. That's going to be a turnover on Sutton, their 11th of the ball game. And now head coach Steve Sponberg going to substitute freely now here late in the ball game with 33 seconds to play, and the Mustangs will send up the white flag. The Hawks are leading by 11 points, and it's 53-42. Saints to say, will inbound here in backcourt. Stirrup will get into the hamburger, and he's fouled in the play. Nels Johnson picks up his second personal. That's going to send Hamburger back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan comes down to the scorer's table now for the Hawks. He will check in at the next opportunity. So stick around. We've got our player of the game coming up and also our coach's postgame show with head coach Kevin Asher. The Hawks are going to get out of here with a win here tonight. So a good basketball team we saw in the Sutton Mustangs, but St. Cecilia disposes of them here in this ball game tonight. Joel Hamburger misses the free throw. He will get one more. Chris Hartford now comes into the ball game for St. Cecilia. So Hartford is 6'3" and sophomore out of the ball game for the Hawks. Score remains at 53-42 with 32 seconds to play. Here's the next shot by Hamburger. It's good. So Hamburger, coming off of the injured list, will leave with 16 points in the basketball game tonight. 54-42. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Rath coming back the other way for Sutton. Drives the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Rath has been very effective tonight as well. He's got 19 points in the ballgame. And now Coach Sponberg wants to call another timeout. 25.7 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 54, Sutton 44.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 25.7 seconds to play, and this one is 54-44. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks will inbound here in backcourt. Sutton will put five players back here in the defensive zone, trying to get the basketball back. They get it into Hamburger, now to Stirrup to the near sideline to Kissinger, and Kissinger's going to be fouled in the play by Reed Stone, trying to come up the near sideline. That's going to send Matt Kissinger to the free throw line. Kissinger is just 2 out of 6 from the line tonight. Makes him 6 out of 14 for the season. So Kissinger will have 2 shots here. That was another foul over the 10-foul limit here for the Sutton Mustangs. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. 21.8 seconds to play. 54-44. Hawks leading by 10, looking for their third win of the season. This will be their second straight loss for Sutton. Here comes the next shot here by Kissinger. It's in the air. It rattles around and goes down through the hole. Kissinger now with 11 points in the ball game, 55-44. Here's Sutton back with the ball. Reed Stone hands it away to Rapp. Looking for the open three. Takes the shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. A little 15 footer from the left side. That one won't go. Rebound is still loose. It's picked up here by Sheridan. Now he's called for being out of bounds. Andrew Sheridan got the ball deep in the corner to the left side, but he was stepping out of bounds. 5.4 seconds to play. Sturb will inbound the ball to Bassett. Brings it into the offensive zone. Holds the ball, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win it here tonight. So St. Cecilia with a very good second half of play. They break away from a 21-17 halftime lead. They go on to win tonight over the Sutton Mustangs. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 55, Sutton 44. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sutton High School, boys high school basketball action tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia beats the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 55-44. St. Cecilia now 3-2 in the season. They have won three straight games after dropping their first two games on opening weekend. The Sutton Mustangs, after winning their first three, they've dropped their last two. The Mustangs are now sitting at 3 wins and 2 losses. Sutton had the lead after the first quarter at 10-9. They opened up a 15-9 advantage in the second quarter with about 5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia comes back to tie the ball game at 17. Hawks then scored the last 4 points of the second quarter to lead 21-17 at halftime. St. Cecilia outscores Sutton in the third quarter, 16-10, to grab a double-digit lead after three quarters at 37-27. They built that lead to 15 in the fourth quarter at 42-37. They go on to win by a score of 55-44. Hawks getting 16 points in the ball game tonight from Phil Hamburger. 16 points in the ball game for Zach Stirrup. Also 12 points for Cesar Tino and 11 points for Matt Kissinger. So St. Cecilia has four guys score, all four guys in double figures here tonight. Tim Skoke got to the free throw line and missed a pair of free throws in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia hitting 12 out of 25 from the free throw line and officially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. Sutton had 11 turnovers. The Mustangs, 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. They got 19 points tonight from Austin Rath. He was the only guy in double figures for the Mustangs. Sam Grease had 7. Reed Weeby had 7 points. Andrew Sheridan had 5. 3 points for Reed Stone and 3 for Jordan Wagner. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by 11 points over the Sutton Mustangs. The final score of 55-44. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at Sutton High School here tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia Winton Boys High School basketball, the final score of 55-44. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. And the Hawks had four guys score and four guys in double figures here tonight. Zach Syrup, 16 points. Phil Hamburger, 16 points. Cesar Tino had 12 points, and Matt Kissinger had 11 for the Blue Hawks as they win their third straight ball game here for the 2010-2011 season. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, despite the good effort inside by Zach Sturr, probably his season high. Phil Hamburger just added so much to the offense, I thought, here tonight. Phil Hamburger is going to be our player of the game this evening. He had a three-pointer in the contest, knocked down three two-point field goals, was 7 out of 9 from the free throw line, had 2 points in the first half, 14 more in the second. Hamburger finishes with 16 points in the ball game tonight. He will be our player of the game as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off a very good Sutton ball club by 11 points at 55-44. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
And we're back at Sutton. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 55-44. As head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the post-game show. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. That's much better. A lot of improvement from week two to week three.
Yeah, we looked a lot more, you know, together and smooth on offense especially. I thought we played about as tough as we've played all year. You know, mentally sometimes you got to get yourself ready. And anytime you come over here to Sutton, you face a good defensive, you know, physical type team. You got to mentally keep your composure and things for 32 minutes, and I really got to compliment our kids and theirs. It was just a hard-fought game, and we were fortunate enough to hit quite a few shots there in the third quarter to stretch it out.
Coach, talking about the offensive philosophy tonight, first of all, you guys kind of committed yourself to going inside to Zach, and he got the touches you kind of talked about during a pregame show.
Yeah, we've you know, made a conscious effort in practice, and our kids understand that, you know, we're going to ride him as long as we can, and he needs to know that he's got to be aggressive and get the ball in certain spots on the floor. He can't be too low. He can't be too high. But he did a great job of attacking early. We always want him to establish. We said, you're trying to establish other people's, and let's let some people play off of you instead of you playing off of other people. And then that opened up some alleys and then some lanes for other guys to get to the hole.
defensively, he was a big force, too, inside. I thought he was a big factor in the first half.
Yeah, the first half, we kind of had a little bit of a zone going on with him and our other post player because of their offense. They love to reverse the ball at that high post, and we didn't want to pull Zach any more than 10, 12 feet away from the hole, and he's always there for help. Well, then the second half, I knew they'd adjust, and they did, and they pulled him out away from the basket with their post. But then again, you know, we had kids doing a good enough job to keep the ball from driving to the hole.
The addition of Phil Hamburger then coming into the ball game tonight, I thought that was a big force for us offensively.
No doubt. He's, you know, he's a very good athlete, and he can defend. He's an excellent offensive player, and he gave us another weapon on offense. And when we went, you know, with four guards and Zach, it was really hard to guard. And the fact that, you know, it just gives you another option. He's a veteran. He wasn't afraid to take shots in crunch time.
Now we've got the inside-outside presence. That's going to make us a little bit more difficult to defend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's, you know, with Cesar Chino, Matt Kissinger, Phil Hamburger, there's three scores on the perimeter. And Zach on the inside, it makes us doubly tough. You know, and you got to give a lot of credit to guys like Chase Bassett, Ryan Sheehy, and Kevin Ryan. They're excellent role players, and they know their role. They don't care if they shoot a shot a game. Their job is to defend and rebound and get the ball into people that can score. So, you know, that's a good combination to have as a coach because our kids are pretty unselfish.
Tino has kind of grown up here early in the season, too, hasn't he?
He sure has. His confidence and came, and it's only going to get better with his game experience. But one thing I got to say is the kid worked extra hard all week shooting the basketball after practice, maybe 200 to 300 shots a night. And, you know, it just goes to show you put hard and work together and you should get good results.
55-44, St. Cecilia wins it tonight. A quality win for us here tonight, like you said, going to Sutton. And now you guys are kind of on a roll. You got three games on the right side of things here.
Yeah, you know, we knew it would be a battle all the way. And, you know, Sutton's going to win a lot of basketball games. They've got a chance, you know, to go deep into the March playoffs. And our kids got to understand that. Our schedule is just very difficult. We set it up that way. We wanted it that way. We didn't know we'd, you know, would have the obstacles to overcome early. But we feel good about where we're at. Our kids are playing well. You know, we hope to get a couple bodies back in a couple weeks. But, you know, with what we're putting on the floor, I think we're dangerous right now with the guard play. So, you know, we feel good about it, but we can't feel too good because we got a team from Omaha coming in tomorrow night, Scott, and they'll be very difficult a matchup for us because of their quickness.
Yeah, Scott tomorrow night, Sandy Creek next Tuesday. So you guys are actually playing seven games before Christmas. Is that too many for you? You like playing that many?
It is when you have a short preseason, but no, you know, I would think our kids definitely would rather play than practice, and definitely we just looked at the scheduling when the state allowed us to do two more games this year. We added a couple games, and it just fit into our schedule nicely. So, you know, as long as we stay healthy from here on out, we'll, you know, have a lot of tough, fun contests. The next two are at home, and, you know, it's just a difficult schedule, but our kids are ready and mentally tough, hopefully, to overcome some of those things.
One of the downers coming out of the ball game tonight, free throw shooting, 12 of 26 from the free throw line. Obviously, disappointed with that. Something that's going to have to improve down the stretch.
Yes, it is. We've tried a number of things. It all comes down to concentration, confidence. You know, how do you do that? I mean, if somebody has a recipe out there, we sure need one because I think our kids are working at it in practice. I know they are. We've done a lot of things, but sometimes it just comes down to, you know, the fatigues and the mental part of the game, and maybe we're not quite there yet. You know, when you're under 50% as a team, you're not going to win a lot of games close late in the season.
We have not been historically a good free throw shooting team, however.
No, I've got to fire that coach and get rid of him somewhere, and that's going to leave us one coach short. But we definitely just haven't been good, and I'm going to try a couple of new things right after Christmas to maybe shake things up. But, you know, we're shooting enough of them. I know that. It's just a matter of can we knock them down under pressure.
Okay, again, congratulations. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks for coverage, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks will play Omaha Scott tomorrow and then back next Tuesday against Sandy Creek. Both of those games will be back at home. So seven games for the Hawks before the Christmas break. And they pick up a big one here tonight over Sutton by 11 points at 55-44. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
So St. Cecilia wins it tonight, 55-44. Sutton had a 10-9 advantage after the first quarter. St. Cecilia comes back to grab a 21-17 advantage at halftime. Hoxton outscoring Sutton in the third quarter, 16-10. Stretched that lead to 15 points in the fourth quarter and eventually won by 11, 55-44. St. Cecilia now 3-2 on the season. Sutton falls to 3-2. Good night tonight for Zach Stirrup, 16 points in the ballgame. Phil Hamburger had 16. Cesar Tino off of the bench to score 12. Matt Kissinger had 11 points for the Hawks, and leading the way for Sutton was Austin Rapp. He comes up with 19 points in the basketball game. More basketball coming your way tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS. We will be with the Hastings High Tigers as they take on the York Dukes up at the Tiger Gym. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Girls game will go at 6 o'clock. The guys will go at 7:45. Both games here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have the Hastings College women's basketball team on Sunday night from Lynn Farrell Arena. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 tip-off. The Lady Broncos will take on the College of the Ozarks as they come in from Point Lookout, Missouri. So we'll have that game for you on Sunday on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska basketball tomorrow afternoon on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Nebraska men will take on Eastern Washington at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That game will tip at 6:06, pregame show at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That'll wrap things up from Sutton for us tonight. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 55, Sutton 44. For my studio engineer and producer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sutton.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.